original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. How's it come
to this? This is the A-Noise Daily Roundup. A-Noise is the web stream covering the protests around the Republican National Convention in New York City. I'm Kat Aaron with Rise Up Radio from the New York Indie Media Convergence Space. Today, Stefan Christoph of CKUT Radio in Montreal brings you the voices of the demonstrators. But first, a recap of Sunday's stream from the protests. An estimated 500,000 people took to the streets of New York City Sunday in a massive protest against the Bush administration. The march, organized by United for Peace and Justice, began and ended at Union Square in Lower Manhattan. Jesse Jackson spoke at the march's kickoff.
We're not better off economically. We're less secure emotionally, and yet we're resilient. We fight back.
Let nothing break our spirits. End the war in Iraq, and come November, vote with a passion. Forward by hope, never backwards by fear. Keep hope alive.
The march was largely peaceful, with many people bringing their children to the permitted demonstration. Energy in the street was high, as Andrew from KBOO Radio reported from Union Square.
Today has stepped off a little early. It's about 20 to noon, and it's kind of controlled mayhem. No confrontation, but it's just really, really crowded. Spirits are very, very high, and I am not sure the last time I've seen a crowd this size.
The marchers passed by the Madison Square Garden Convention Center on their route. A-Noise was taking calls via cell phone from the streets.
The march is full strength and moving up here. The street is absolutely packed. Opposite the street from me is Macy's, and there is basically like a large television screen, which the marchers have full view of, and they're airing Fox News live. And it's great. Every once in a while, George Bush will come up on that screen, and the entire street fills with booze. It's pretty fun.
Among the celebrity attendees at today's march were Michael Moore and Jesse Jackson, who both joined arms with United for Peace and Justice's Leslie Kagan in front of Madison Square Garden, where Republican delegates will converge tomorrow. But not all the stars were treated well by New